Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome into our spotlight from Winnipeg, Manitoba, singer, songwriter, and performer. He has just released his sixth album, Evolution. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Don Amuro. How you doing, Don?
Hey, Larry. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, you got six albums out. I should have had you back on the first one, huh?
Well, you know, good things take time, and so we're now here we are.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, nice to have you on the show. I've been listening to your new album, and good country. I like it. It's something I can enjoy, definitely.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a labor of love every step of the way. And, you know, for the most part, I really, you know, this doesn't feel like work. I get to, doing what I do is a pure joy, so I'm a pretty lucky guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, it's your first visit here, and why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get right into the album. So go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'm born and raised, as you say, up here in Canada in a place called Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's pretty cold these days, so we've been calling it Winterpeg, Man, it's cold out.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in the north end of Winnipeg, and I started doing music full-time about 12 years ago, and got a couple of kids and a family back home, and I'm a pretty blessed guy in this scene to be able to, you know, say I've been doing this for 12 years, and it's, you know, there's still a lot of mountain to climb, but it's been an incredible journey, and as you say, you know, seven albums if you include the Christmas one, and
oh, yeah.
It's been a heck of a journey, man, and I'm just really, you know, every day I kind of give my head a shake and can't believe that this is what I do as my career, because it, you know, as I say, it never really feels like work, even though it, you know, there's a lot of sweat equity, but it's a pretty amazing thing to be able to do as a full-time career.
Sure, sure. Now, your new album, how long did it take to produce this, Evolution?
It was actually probably a good long haul, actually, probably about a year and a half, because we started work on it January, I want to say 2017, and by the time we were able to get everything in place, we released it in August of 2018. So it was a good long haul of, you know, just getting all the right people together and, you know, as always, finding the money to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now you got some friends.
Got some good buddies that helped me out putting it together. So
nice.
Up here in Canada, there's a couple of really incredible producers, Murray Pulver and Bart McKay helped. So they've done a lot of great tracks up here in Canada in the country scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the players, Chad Melcher, Derek Stremmel, Murray Pulver played guitar on it. And just honestly, we've been really, I get a chance to work with some of the best up here, and you know, it just keeps, you know, you think you've sort of peaked. You're always worried that maybe you peaked and you there's nowhere else to go now. But I keep finding myself in the next sort of you know, leveling up every time I do the next album. So I'm already in the works for the next thing, which is kind of exciting.
Cool. Now, do you break out the electric guitar ever?
Sometimes I do. Yeah, it's one of those things that I love the tone of an acoustic guitar when it's just a singer songwriter.
Uh-huh.
But there's moments when I think there's that the electric guitar is really called for.
Right?
But not only that, like I think the electric guitar just brings something different out of you as a player. You kind of play it differently, and it's saying something a little bit different. So I need to do it more. Actually, that's really what needs to happen is
a
new flavor.
Sure. Now, what are your plans for this coming year? The rest of this year, it just started.
I just got accepted into a contest up here in Canada called Sirius XM Top of the Country. So eight artists got selected for this, and I was one of the top eight, and so that's what brings me here. Actually, I'm in Toronto this week doing a part of the competition was to record a music video and a song in literally a couple of hours, and that's part one. And so the next part is going to be, we're going to be putting it out there for some voting and asking our fans to hopefully give us a click if they like the video and the song, and then it goes from there into a couple other rounds of the competition where you go to festivals, and all leads up to Canadian Country Music Week here in Canada in September. So I'm in that. I've got a lot of gigs here and there around the country, I'll be down in Nashville several times this year to do some recording with Danik Dupel, who is an incredible producer, guitar player for Emerson Drive, and Yeah, looking forward to working with him. That's coming up real soon, actually. Next 2 weeks, I'll be down there in Nashville.
Nice. Well, we'll have to hang out sometime when you get closer down to here to Florida.
Yeah. I'm actually, like I said, I'm actually going to be a bit close to you next week. Me and my little family, we're running away from winter and going to come down there. Maybe we'll even get a chance to cross paths with you, man.
Oh, yeah. Let's plan on it. I want to let our listeners...
You bet, man. Let's make a try.
Oh, yeah. I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Don Amiro. He has just released his new album out, Evolution, and you can find out all about him and hear his music on the web at donamiro.ca. Don, thank you for stopping by tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Pleasure, Larry, man. I appreciate you and your support and for so many of us out here in this scene, you know, trying to make a go of it. So grateful for you, man. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Pinagiga to you as well. We're going to play a track from his new album. Here is Live While I'm Alive.
What a beauty. She had class, she had charm. I wanna be like her. When I'm old and gray, my time's up. Nothing left unsaid to say. Wanna take the back roads the way she did back then. Taking chances out of the lines now and again. Wanna make some noise, I wanna be heard. Shake things up, let the tires burn. Every wrong turn turned out right. When I look at her, ain't afraid to die. But I'm so scared of running scared and wasting precious time. I wanna
music from Don Amiro, and that was Live While I'm Alive. In case you're just tuning in, Don was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
As long as we can. silently making sounds. Give your family lots and lots of love, that's what you do. You give them more than you need to. We only stay as long as we can, just like the mountains return the sand. We come back again. Oh,
that's music from the Julian Taylor Band. Back again. Oh yeah. All right, here we go. Grupo Fantasma. Take you back, way back, back into time.
Taking a break from writing, doing a lot of living, traveling through my time, thinking about forgiveness. I've been listening to them old folks' stories when they were children, how exactly they got bilineal strength within them. I've been praying for the missing, shed some tears for all the rest. I've been trying to find some answers, but it hasn't hit me yet. I've been waiting on a storm to come and wash us all away. Tell me as creator, but that's all they got to say. And if it was so simple, all we had to do was pray. Demons wouldn't haunt me every day, waiting on that storm, waiting on that storm, waiting on that storm. I've been thinking about the future, but I'm stressing on the past. I have waded in the water that has flooded out the land. I've been looking at the stars, connecting all the dots. I've been witnessing a war, so I've been cautious with my thoughts. I've been thinking about police and corruption of the force. I've been trying to keep my faith, but it's basically been lost. I've been waiting on a storm to come and wash us all away. Tell me as creator, but that's all they got to say. And if it was so simple, all we had to do was pray. Cause demons wouldn't haunt me every day, waiting on that storm, waiting on that storm, waiting on. I've been trying to live that good life, manipulating it when I've been trying to do right. With the gifts that I've been given, I done stayed awake for many nights, just focused on this vision. Traveled like a satellite on a chance that someone listens. I've been standing in the light, praying in the dark. I've been dreaming of the moon, saw it falling like a star. Know that you've been sleeping, but the change is on its way. Frequency is tuning in, get ready for the wave. Cause I've been waiting on a storm to come and wash us all away. Tell me as creator, but that's all they got to say. And if it was so simple, all we had to do was pray. Cause demons wouldn't haunt me every day. Cause I've been waiting on that storm to come and wash us all away. And tell me as creator, but that's all they got to say. And if it was so simple, all we had to do was pray. Cause demons wouldn't haunt me every day, waiting on that storm.
That's music from Leonard Summer, waiting on, waiting on that storm.
Waiting on that storm.
Hey, make a quick mention. I want to steer you over to our website. You've got all of our archives there. You can hear all of our shows. IndigenousMusic.com. All right, here's Naiwan. This one's called Refutal. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Yeah. Anchorage, Lowell, South Royalton, Peach Springs, Bella Coola, Norman, Goldendale. Nobody does it like Indigenous in Music. Music from Twin Flames, the title track, The Flow. Hope you're enjoying today's show. I want to thank our guest, Don Amiro, for stopping by and giving us an update on his new album, Evolution. And also, steer you over to our website. Say hi to us, leave a comment, let us know where you're at, and tell us what you think. Also, you can follow us over at Spotify. I'm Larry Kay. This is Indigenous in Music. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.